back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.
And Reba Haas from Team Reba here.
And we're here every Saturday from 2 to 3 o'clock bringing you information on real estate and finance.
Yes.
And really happy to have with us today Vicki Hardy, a professor at South Seattle College in the Sustainable Building Science Technology Department. I'm learning a ton today, Vicki, about your program and the pay and the jobs that are available out there, and especially in our
and
high-tech
the sweet
area.
Payoff between what it takes to get this and then what you get after.
Right.
It's awesome.
A very, very moderate investment can increase income significantly. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much for joining us today.
And thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, no, we're thrilled to have you here. So before we went into the break, I was just starting to get to one of my questions, which is because you mentioned all these people coming from other states and cities. How are people finding out about this unique program?
Well, it's interesting. I think there's three primary ways that people find out about us. As we're sitting here in the studio, Reba has pulled up our Facebook page, which is under South Seattle College, BAS, Sustainable Building Science. But basically, if you go in and do a Google search for sustainable building management or sustainable building science, you know, we're pretty good about popping up.
Show up on page one.
Yeah, we try to get, you know, it depends on who's out there on a given day optimizing your words.
Right. Of course.
That's a big part of it. The website, of course, the college website. The other way is that we're all of the faculty and the people involved in the program are very active in the built environment community. So we take part in the Green Day, in the Green Building Days. Okay. We take part in the Smart Building Center activities, in their International Facility Management Association activities, the Building Owners and Managers Association, Seattle 2030 District.
Okay.
So we're out and about.
Sounds like you're very active.
Yeah. In the first 2 years of the program, we averaged about 1,000 contacts between the 2 and 3 faculty.
Excellent. So you're still clearly slacking as you've proven in your entire career.
Absolutely. Total slacker.
Yes. No, I'm just so excited about this. I'm so glad we had you come on. Because you were recommended by one of your colleagues. And this is the thing, I mean, kind of this organic like meeting of folks that then lead us to other new wonderful contacts that we get to have on this program. It's just such a thrill for me to have you here and learn so much more about this. Because obviously with my work with Renton Tech, they have their construction excellence program there,
exactly,
which was something that drew me to that because of my real estate work. But then finding more and more about this, just it's more exciting. I get a bigger view of what's going on in our local area. Because one of the other topic areas that we talk about is regional impact.
Absolutely.
And really what you guys are doing is having a regional impact. So even more exciting because now you've hit on even more of the topic areas that we'd like to cover.
But we were talking at the break, too. There's a special program that both Reba and I is kind of near and dear to us. We love working with our veterans.
Yes.
And it sounds like you have a special program designed for that.
One of the things that we discovered is that we had veterans coming to us and asking about coming into the program. They didn't have a formal 2-year college degree.
Right. Mm-hmm. But they had experience.
They had, not only did they have experience, they also had a huge amount of training in the military.
Right.
It's amazing. And there is something called a joint military transcript.
Okay.
That shows everything that a veteran has taken in every kind of training and class they've had during their entire service period. We figured out a way to give people credit for that training.
Oh, for crying out loud.
That is awesome.
So we received a small grant from a national organization dedicated to adult learning.
Okay.
That allowed us to construct a program that gives up to 70 credits for prior military training.
Okay,
which
I'm just going
to
clap.
Which takes them up to what? Junior level?
It takes them up to within 20, 25 credits of having their associate's degree. So then that program, you know, the 20 or 25 credits can typically be done in three quarters.
Fall, winter,
and spring.
Okay.
And then they've got their associates in what's called a multi-occupational trades.
Okay.
Okay.
And then they can come into
then
a program.
Then they can jump right into your sustainable building sciences program.
Fantastic.
And so we have the pilot is up and running, and we have a couple of people who are our first people to come into the program.
And so with what they get is support for GI Bill, for college, they get to apply for all that. That's so awesome.
And it's interesting. They get, you may not know this, but they get, not only do they get money for tuition and books and so forth, there's also a housing allowance that comes along with
it. Even better, because that's one of the things the foundation ends up doing a lot of times at our college is helping support some of those other needs outside of just the classroom. And so that's, I love hearing this. We have a lot of military in my family, and I have a lot of active servicemen right now in my family who might be the kind of folks that could go for a program like this. So I'm thrilled to learn about this right now.
Yeah, and I think the other thing that goes along with it is that there is that support. We have excellent, we've won awards over and over for the veteran support offices on the main campus in West Seattle. And, you know, we've every cohort, we've had two or three veterans in. But again, some of us, you know, the people we were having to turn away were the people who had not had the opportunity to actually, you know, complete a formal two-year degree. And we said there's got to be a way out of this. And we've done it.
And you've done it. That's
fantastic, because a lot of those folks, they may not be all in to go full 4 years or be able to devote that type of time to it. But if you're jumping in already with that many credits to get started, that's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
So.
No, and with they get like housing and other things, because a lot of times they're coming out with families. So they have to be concerned about taking care of the whole, right? So that's wonderful. Oh, my gosh, I love it.
Well, that's one of the good parts of the GI Bill in it in itself, is that it's called BAH, Basic Allowance for Housing, you know, that your veterans can get. And, you know, that's just can be really a lifesaver.
Yeah.
You know, to, as many of our veterans are transitioning, you know, into the private sector, out of the service.
Yeah.
That's a difficult time.
100%.
Well, and we're... People probably don't realize, and I'm sure you all do, being in the real estate industry, we have a huge number of veterans who muster out in the Puget Sound
region.
Yes, because of Joint Base Lewis-McChord.
Yep.
So we've got Army, Air Force, Navy, Coast Guard.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's right. We have Bangor,
large contingency.
We have Everett, have Bremerton.
All of that.
So many different places around here. And, you know, so.
Yeah, so definitely, it's worth looking into this program.
And it's like, it's a good place to kind of settle down.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So, okay, I'm glad that we've touched on, you know, this work with veterans coming into this program. We've talked about the marketing. Did we cover everything for kind of like how people find out about the program and all of that? How many people are actually involved in the program?
Well, right now we have about 60 people that have graduated or been through the program and are moving through. We've got about 30 in the program actively taking courses right now.
Okay. And is there like a goal for you to get to a certain number of
Well, we really feel like that if we've got 50 or 60 people, we could double the number of people that we have in the program. But we still, the hands-on, the approach from the faculty, the time required, even with online.
Yeah.
And your forecast is how many jobs in this industry are we looking at?
Between 500 and 700 in the Puget Sound area in the next 5 years.
500 to 700 jobs that are paying
good jobs.
Most
good
likely
jobs.
over $100,000 or potentially.
Well, I think
I suppose.
I think potentially coming in, you're talking 70 to 80,000 coming in and then moving up
and
very
moving
quickly
up
with the right credentials.
Right.
Interesting.
And you guys can help provide that. Well, I want to thank you so much for being here today, Vicki Hardy from South Seattle College. Super excited about having talked about this program. We want to thank our listeners for being here with us today. Don't forget that we have the Northwest Green Home Tour coming up this coming weekend, and I know I'm going to be attending myself. So we'll see you next week, Saturday, 2 to 3 p.m.
Have a great week, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Open House with Team Reba. To contact us, visit Team Reba at re/max Metro Eastside on Facebook or email info@teamreba.com. Join us again next Saturday afternoon at 2 for more Open House with Team Reba here on AM 1590. The Answer. The preceding program was sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.